Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Welcome to Devotional Life.
Yes, we're glad that you're with us today. Thank you very much. It's a blessing for us and an honor for us to have this devotional time with you and before the Lord on a daily basis. Well, let's see. We've been talking about angels.
Yes.
And what a fun subject. And even before we started this broadcast, we were praying and I was wondering what kind of relationship must it be like between angels and the Lord? I mean, they're right there with him. They do his bidding. They must be tight. They must be very close. And
they're servants.
Through and through, faithful servants, yeah. So we did kind of stop last time midstream, and you had asked a question. Coming back to me now. Do you remember what question you asked?
Well, we were talking last time about the lion not making lion show.
Oh, yeah, and there was an angel that's show? Like Caesar Milan, and he was
keeping
the lions quiet. Okay.
Yeah, and so that we were asking, could the animals, the lions, see the angel?
Wow, interesting. I bet they could.
Yeah.
They knew something was up
right.
that was stopping them from their usual...
Daniel said that the angels closed the lion's mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what? God is God, and he can use anybody and anything in any way he wants at any time. What do you think about that?
Right.
So you do have, though, you were talking about a specific incident, though, we were, about an animal seeing...
An angel. Okay, what's the backstory to this?
Well, okay, this is shortly before they crossed over to the Promised Land. And
they meaning the Israelites.
Oh, the Israelites, right. Out of Egypt.
Out of Egypt, through the desert.
Through the desert.
On their way to the Promised Land.
Right. They're very close to Jericho, which is, you know, right where they crossed, but close to where they crossed. And there was this king. Balak, I think his name was, and he is upset because he sees all these Israelites and he's thinking, oh my gosh, they're just going to eat us up like grass, I think he said.
Right, and he's already heard the rumors of what has happened to the other enemies.
It's obvious that God is with them.
Right.
So what he does is he sends for a prophet by the name of Balaam.
One of Israelites' prophets, right?
Well,
he hears from God.
He hears from God, but I don't know particularly that he was with the group.
Okay.
So he calls for him because he Balak knows that he is a prophet, and he knows that he can pronounce a blessing over people, or he could even pronounce a curse over people. So he calls on him, and he wants to pay Balaam to curse God's people. Which it sounds like folly to begin with, you know. But so Balaam accepts it. He actually becomes a prophet.
For hire.
For profit. That's right. For personal profit. So.
But then in the middle of the night, God speaks to this prophet.
And yes.
And says, you better not.
Right. He says, go ahead and go with Balak. But what does he say? Only.
Well, twice he came and he upped his bribe the second time.
Oh, right.
But twice the Lord in the middle of the night.
It's like, don't you dare do
don't,
that.
Don't you curse them. Because I've blessed these people.
Yeah.
And so you cannot put a curse on them. So
we
that happened twice.
Yeah.
And then the third time he comes and then he decides to follow the servants from the wicked king.
Yes.
To go do the curse. So he's being tempted and he's going for the bait.
Right. And Balaam actually rides a donkey.
Yes.
In case you people didn't know that. You're wondering where an animal comes in with angels.
Yes. So this is in Numbers 22. Should I go ahead and read?
Yeah, please.
Okay. This is a story. So just bunker down.
Bunker down.
Read it for yourself if you want to. It's Numbers 22, New King James 22, verse 22. Then God's anger was aroused because he, Balaam, the prophet, went. And the angel of the Lord stood his stand in the way as an adversary against him. So I guess he got in the way of the path when they were walking mm-hmm. to stop him. And he was riding, Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field. Now obviously Balaam didn't see it, just the donkey did. So now it says, so Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. So Balaam's anger was aroused, and he struck the donkey with a staff. See, all up to this time, Balaam doesn't even know what's going on. He just thinks his donkey's being disobedient.
Right.
So verse 28 says, then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey. This is kind of fun. It makes me think of Mr. Ed. Did
you ever watch it does Mr. Ed, too, the yes,
the
right.
talking horse? Okay. So he opened the mouth of the donkey and then said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you've struck me these three times? And Balaam said to the donkey, because you have abused me, I wish there was a sword in my hand, for now I would strike you. So the donkey said to Balaam, am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you? And he said, no. So it's kind of interesting that the man is talking to him.
He goes along with the conversation.
Yeah, he goes along with the conversation. Verse 31, then, this is the interesting part, okay. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes. So obviously the donkey saw into the supernatural with the angel, but Balaam didn't. And then God opened his eyes so he could see into the supernatural. So I think sometimes,
interesting,
like with the other
king, with
his servant
Elijah,
yeah. It said that he opened his eyes so he could see. So that's kind of interesting.
It is.
So he opened his eyes and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. There's that fear factor when somebody sees an angel, especially one with a flashing sword.
Absolutely.
Verse 32, and the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey? Hey, for those of you who know that God cares about animals.
Sticking, that angel is into donkey. He's into animal rights.
He wants to protect the donkey. So it says, okay, where am I now? I got all excited about that part. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you, because your way is perverse before me.
Wow.
The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have also killed you by now and let her live.
Wow. Ooh. That's just a fascinating story account, because it really happened.
Yes.
But that's one smart donkey. Yeah?
Yes.
And maybe donkeys have been given a bum rap about being stubborn.
Yes.
You know, when a donkey doesn't want to go someplace, hey, there could be more to it.
They may be seeing an angel standing
there.
There
you
way.
Go. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's just fascinating that the angel, that the donkey could see it. We don't know that animals can see into the spiritual realm more than
all the
people.
Time,
we don't know
whatever,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a second situation
right.
that is accounted for. That
it's
obviously
definitely possible. It
God
definitely
has given
can
them
happen.
That.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I have a little sweet little Bichon dog who doesn't bark unless somebody comes to the door and she thinks they came to say
name?
Hi to her. Charity.
Charity.
And she doesn't bark, but when she senses danger in our backyard because of, you know.
Go ahead and say it. We got some rowdy neighbors. She doesn't like them.
She does not like them. And they use bad things, you know, and say bad things. But so when they're out there, she will get really upset at them. And I've told Paul a couple times, you know what? I think she senses or sees the bad stuff that's going out there. So anyway, but there's nothing to build that on. But right. we know that God opens the eyes of people to see angels.
Sure.
And he certainly does this with animals once in a while. So
right. So there's definitely angels here. We've established that.
There's another dimension.
Yes. And they're here, and they're here to help and protect and bring message and keep us safe and on and on. And just sometimes the Lord will let people or animals see them.
Right.
And be able to react to them.
Right. As they're either coming to give a message or to protect.
Yes.
In this case, he was trying to prevent this false prophet from moving forward, which is interesting because every time he tried to do a curse to try to make some money, he would end up having blessing come out of his mouth, remember?
Yes.
Over Israel. And that happened a couple times. Are we out of time?
We are way past time.
Okay. Well, this was fun.
It was. We'll meet you tomorrow.
We'll meet you devotions. Tomorrow. We'll talk some more about
Lord,
angels.
Thank you for this time. Thank you for your love for us. Bless our friends. For we ask this in Jesus' name.